increasing. So last year we were out $1 million on reserve. This year I do see that if these continuous expenses continue to grow, which with older, as buildings get older, the expenses do grow. See that we will be out every year, including cost of living increases. And even though we're not, like I said, even though we're not, the county is not regulated on the salary, the
minimum wage,
continuing to go up. It's going to be a lot harder to continue to have people or hire people under minimum wage. So then the county, to be able to keep enough staff and enough people, especially the law enforcement, to keep everybody to be able to continue serving the people of the county, will be needing something to change, or I see in the next couple of years we're going to be down to depleting the reserve.
As far as minimum wage, the county has paid, has always paid above minimum wage, and we do now, and we pay benefits. Good benefits too. Interesting, that kind of surprised me a little bit when I was trying to figure if the people decided to pass the tax in April, what so you'd need to, in figuring a budget, it would need to be worked on carefully. How much would come out of GCR and how much would come out of this tax in these funds, your sheriff, jail, prosecutor, and juvenile. Right now the budget for those offices for 2020 is $5,272,000. $4,595,000 that is salaries. So that's where, in answer to your question on that, that's where has been said to me by the auditor before, and it's easy to see that is your expense. Your employees are a valuable asset, and experienced employees, I've always said this in business, an experienced employee is a valuable asset to any business, and it is to serving the people. But that, in stating that number, is just the number of the actual wages. On that, you've got your unemployment tax, you've got the FICA, you've got, you know, all the other benefits that go with it, the health insurance and so forth. That's not something I think that the people or the employees want to reduce. Everyone's budget was funded that they, what they asked for, the elected officials, and they knew at the time the situation that the county was in, and they need to be as thrifty as they could. And you, above all, are probably, I'll say, one of the most thriftiest that there is, Mr. Sesser.
That was a nice way to say it.
Well, I used to get accused of that, so now I can turn it on. But anyway, saying that, does that answer, give you any thought?
Y'all didn't answer the question, how many years out are we before that? And that would be a question that I think the public might be interested in, besides myself. Is it a year out? Is it 3 or 4 years out? Where are we at if we don't do anything different really
okay,
than what we've been doing?
Look at this. If we have, right now, according to our treasurer, would she say 5 million... say we got 5 million right now in the budget. And if at the worst, I'll go the worst on it, if you were a million out, if elected officials spent all the money they were given, and that's something I was said, we didn't think that this would happen when I was assured by her former auditor that they don't spend it all and everything. But we didn't find that holding true this last year on different offices. And so if that happens, if the same thing happened this year that happened last year, and if you've got $5 million, then you see what you're going to end up with in reserves for next year. And you continue to do that, you're down to less than $4 million, less than $3 million. So count the years there.
Okay. So you're saying 3 years possibly, maybe four. I'm just looking for something that, what's the emergency of the issue?
Yeah. Got to start tightening our belts. It's that simple.
It's either that or you get more taxes from the people.
You got it.
Do that pretty soon.
You got it. If my business is off, I'm going to be looking at first, what am I doing wrong? I'm going to be looking at, am I getting the product for as least as I can? If I'm not going to be looking at my employees, I'm just talking in private business, because you need those employees to serve the people, to wait on the people to do the job. And so I'm going to look at my business, at my overhead. Where can I cut it? If I don't have, and I'm going to, those employees, to wait on those people well, to try to grow your revenue in this way.
Last resort.
Last resort. That's my philosophy.
Mr. Presiding, may I address the commission?
Yep.
I think I should be picked up on the mics from here, but...
Oh.
I came into office in 2003, and of course you learn a lot, and part of that learning is that there are several things that the commission is required to fund. But since 2003, we've added several items to the budget that are not required statutorily, and I have seen those grown over the years. Just to give you an example, what our budget calls document preservation is money going to the Historical Society. When that started, it was $19,000, and I believe today it's $100,000. There was no park board in existence, and now we have park board funds. And the University Extension Office, we're providing not only an employee, but we're also providing, I believe, somewhere around $50,000. Those are all things that are not required to be funded statutorily, and they are services that some or I don't know how many people enjoy those, but those are not statutorily required. And recently we had a library come before us and ask for money, and even come to our office asking for a PSR, that's a public service request, for information on items that the commission is funding that are not statutory. So my only concern with this tax, and the only reason I'm speaking now, is because I have not been certified with the election. Once I'm certified, I will have no opinion. But at this point, I haven't been certified with an election. And my concern is if we increase the amount of money that GCR has, I see as increasing the amount of money going out to these other funds that are not statutorily required. And if that kind of spending continues, why wouldn't we be in the same place again in the future? It's just a concern I have.
Yeah. One of those figures wasn't quite correct coming out of GCR, but...
Which one?
Historical Society, it's $60,000 that GCR...
I understand another department transfers money to GCR, and that money is spent out of then GCR, because legally they can't spend that money directly from their account to the individual. They're transferring money from their account to GCR to be spent at the commission's discretion. And because you're honoring that office, that money, again, is coming from GCR.
Well, that is done in all of the funds like that, like a postage machine. When you purchase a postage machine, your accounts that that department had and another department, they can give that money to GCR with intent to buy the postage machine.
Absolutely, but it's still...
But that is the way it has to be done. Uh-huh. And yes, I agree with you on some of those that you didn't even name, that when we're in the shape that we're in, it's difficult to spend money that
we don't have.
But
in forming the budget and working the budget, one of the things I did not put in was for some of those that you have mentioned, and even though I cut several budgets and I still struggled to even come close to getting provisions on some of the funds that I cut that needed the amount to go to the office's recommendations instead of how much I went down to. There was no possible way that I was able to get a balanced budget without and with even trying to get there, I did not even put any salary increases for the year, and I still was struggling to be able to get to a balanced budget. So with no changes happening and cutting those amounts, I still do see that we will still be coming out of the reserve.
I'm not saying I disagree that we need to have a law enforcement tax. It's the amount of the law enforcement tax, because the bond is going to be paid off in what? I forgot. Is it a year?
April of 2023.
23. Okay, so the bond will be paid off in 23, and all that money will be free to be used in the, for the issues you brought up. And then we're going to have this large influx of money because the bond is gone, the bond is paid off, and we're not just asking for the 1/8 renewal, but now we're asking, I understand, for 3/8.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to be a very large increase, almost as much as we're receiving for GCR and sewer. So
you are correct.
Some of the, as I understood the conversation we had at the previous meeting, the sheriff brought up that with his department, he is greatly needing extra workers to help provide the services.
He'd like to hire 24 more.
Well, we'd all like to have more staff, but I mean, there comes a point when you have to say, do your job. I'm sorry. I disagree that we need 24 more employees in the sheriff's
department. I do hope, in answer to your question, that we will have a open public opinion, a public comment to that we'll advertise in the paper. That's what I would hope we would do. I would hope, and when you asked why did we think that it would pass down when it didn't before, I think it was 230 or something like that, it failed by. And I think the commission didn't do their job well. Now, that's sorry, commissioners, but all of the things that it was pointing